You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, good morning. Sunday, April the 8th, 2018. And it's really no different than any other Sunday, except last Sunday it was hot and we had the air conditioners on. And this Sunday it's cold and we have the heater on. Imagine that. Global warming. Whatever. I don't know. We have this saying, it's Texas, give it 10 minutes. And I'm pretty sure that we'll have a nice day today. I don't base that on anything. In fact, the world is so crazy here in Texas and the rest of the world, I wouldn't base anything on anything directly. Got a subject. You know, last week I fell into the subject of dark skies. You know, the Dark Skies Project. Dun, dun, dun. They're here to take away your lights. And it seems like it's a big push. You know, I thought it was a one-off, but man, silly me. All those politicians, they all run the drums, you know. Well, hey, they beat them from all corners. They don't just go to your local city and start beating on that drum. You know, I saw that I wouldn't even have touched it. But something popped up and said, well, hey, New York City, you need to tone down them lights, buggers. I'm going, really? What would New York be without lights? Yeah, because the tourists want to go over there and they want to see New York City and they want to see it dim and they want to see the lights and just like shining in the sky, and it's a little fantasy. Then they'll have Tinkerbell flying around Walt Disney style, and you know, it'll be a perfect vacation. I don't know. They're trying to take away everything, right? Or at least I don't know what they're trying to take away. And actually, in the dark skies thing, I see twofold in that, and I guess that's what makes a good plan for taking stuff from people. And we'll get a little bit into that, but I just kind of wanted to say they're trying to take away your lights, folks. It might be time to go into darkness. Let's bring on Doc. Hey, Doc, are you there? You got a flashlight?
I am here. Yeah, I got candles. Something from the old days, and I have flashlights.
Well, good. And don't let them take away your... When they come for your light bulbs, give them the flashlights, but give them the wicks first.
Well, I have one flashlight that has a built-in taser, so that might work.
Okay. Alan, are you there? Am I making too much fun of this subject?
No, you're not making too much of it, but I've got a different problem around here. My old dog has turned the word Putin from a noun into a verb. I feel like I'm under gas attack.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's a very good refinery, too. It's a damn shame.
I might have to open this place up and air it out, even though it is 40 degrees outside.
Like I said, man, get yourself a candle. Light that sucker. That might help. I don't know. But anyways, let's get back to it. So there's this group, right? And I guess I'll talk about this for a little bit of time, you know, because I've kind of already absorbed a hell of a lot of it, and I just don't know where it's going. It's the International Dark Skies Initiative. They're having this thing called the Dark Skies Week here in April. And it's going to be kind of like, you know, maybe it's been going on. Wasn't that the thing that they tried to do where Al Gore turned on all of his lights and everybody else was told to turn off their lights? Is that what happened there, Doc? Are we talking about the same thing?
I think so. They just, you know, it's absolutely crazy. And Alan brought up a good point last week. It was nice when you didn't have so many crazy lights and you could look out at the sky. But does anybody have the right to tell you can't have a light on your property? I don't think so.
Well, some people have the right to tell some people, because other people have voted other people rights to take other people's rights, and then you can get into arguing that nobody has the right to vote away somebody's rights, but we do it all the time, right? So in essence, there is no big international dark skies safety zone here in the United States. That's what they say, right? But in some of what they say, they also say that the city of Fredericksburg, Texas, has adopted some of their building codes and lighting ordinances. And this is the way that they're getting into it. Alan, I left you this this little blurb on your voicemail. It tickled me so much, right? You know, it's about bossing people around and getting people to take, you know, screw with other people to get your outcome or an ordinance, however you want to call it. Let me read this from the darkskies.org website. It says, many people who become concerned about light pollution want you to know or want to know what they can do to make a difference in their community. Beyond fixing your own lights, one thing you can do is work to get an outdoor ordinance adopted in your community. Outdoor lighting ordinances or codes are great tools for ensuring that municipalities implement good, safe outdoor lighting. A well-written ordinance with proper lighting installed will save the public money and increase safety. Thousands of cities have adopted such codes, and they can be a great tool for a community to use to control light pollution, including glare, light trespass, and sky glow. I feel like those are like new dang cereals. In 2011, the IDA and the Illuminating Engineering Society, oh God, of North America approved the model lighting ordinance. Do you believe they have an Illuminating Engineering Society?
That's just part of regulating everything we do, bringing us down to zero energy usage.
My God, sky glow, Doc. Really? Sky glow? Couldn't they come up with a real word?
Well, you got to give them credit. If you bragged about the sunshine, they would come up with a negative about it and a bad word for the sun. So, you know, originally it was global warming. Now it's climate change. And pretty soon they're going to come by your house, and if you lit your cigarette with a lighter, you'll probably get fined.
Yeah, they get all into this whole thing where, hey, man, your light is trespassing on my property. It's called light trespass. Like, oh, shoot. Okay. Maybe this is just too bad for me. But, you know, one of their biggest problems, I guess, in these ordinances, as we continue down this line, is once they pass these little, you know, laws, ordinances, whatever, then they have to enforce them. And they have a lot of problems because their staff, they work in the daytime and lights are out at night. And that becomes a problem. And they say this, if your community does have a lighting code, spend some time reading it and trying to understand what it does and doesn't say. Look to see when it was adopted and if it's ever been revised. It may be the code was adopted a while ago and needs to be updated. Once you understand the requirements set forth in the code, check it against the reality of the local nighttime environment. Even the best code doesn't work if they aren't being enforced. Many towns and advocates think adopting a code is the end of their efforts. Instead, it's often merely just the beginning. Continue education is the key. Okay. Oh, shoot. This really hurts.
Well Steve, maybe this is one way that they're helping grow the economy. You said what they have now, what, dark skies engineers or something?
Yeah,
they created a whole new category.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, Mike in Kentucky was mentioning last week, he mentioned, what movie was it? Demolition Man. And I went ahead and I watched that. And it was really great. And there's this one part where they'd go over to the criminal and said, well, say in a stern voice, criminal, stand down on your knees. And the criminal would do it, right? Just because they somehow engineered the society to the point where they're, you know, God, what's the word? Sheep works. And this is the same. Right here it says, the International Dark Skies Initiative, guys, recommends, first, IDA recommends always having a friendly, neighborly discussion with the lighting offenders before making a complaint to local government. Like, you're a lighting offender. What's wrong with you? Ah.
Yeah, Steve, you're getting the idea now of why this thing freaked me out so bad when I saw it several months back and cut these articles out of the paper. You know, Fredericksburg in the Gillespie, Mason, and Llano County area here, right out by me, we are having the first. We will be the first dark skies preserve. Was it in the United States?
Yeah. Well, actually, it isn't an official dark skies reserve, and I have a PowerPoint that the unilluminated ones created to try to put everybody into darkness. And again, I'm kind of torn. They call it a dark sky reserve, but they don't use the term international. Now, we have this one, what is it, tourist attraction, one big dang rock. It's called Enchanted Rock, and they're a park, and they're recognized by the IDA or whatever, International Dark Skies. So, yeah, IDA. They're recognized them as a dark park because it has one building and a few lights. But the way they want this to happen is they want to go around the entire globe and switch out all light bulbs and all fixtures so they're direct focused energy beams that beam down onto the ground or into the surface area and have no glare whatsoever is ideal, I guess. But it does mean a pretty penny. And my biggest problem is a lot of these cities that are kind of like going along with that, they, how do you say it? They decide that it's the right thing to do based under... Well, they want to see the sky again. I do too. I'll stand up with them. I do too. Right? Sure. Not a problem. How about during the daytime? Can we talk about persistent contrails, or let's call them chemtrails?
Thank you very much.
You know,
thank you very much.
Can we return to, you know, skies? No, you can't have that. You need to buy light bulbs. Damn it! So I don't know. This is stupid. This is utterly stupid. Hey, take it for a minute there, Doc. I got a cat that's acting up, and I got to kick him out.
Okay. Yeah, ever since you guys start talking about the cats, mine comes in here now, too. It must be something in the airwaves. But, you know, we were talking about all this, and it's really sad. The people that want to enforce all these crazy regulations and rules on everybody, they don't want them enforced on themselves. It's like, I'm above that, but you peons need to have more rules and regulations. And Alan, you said it well so many times. You can't fix this because it's not broke. It's following a wonderful pattern. They all, some of them I don't even realize, I don't know if they realize that they have fallen into the trap of doing other people's dirty work. And it's just absolutely crazy. I read in the paper today, where they're going after homeschooling now because that crazy guy that was blowing up a couple bombs in Austin, he was a homeschooler. That's the first time ever that I've heard of somebody that was homeschooled committing something like that, and now they're attacking homeschool. I mean, how desperate are they? I mean, you know, what do you think, Alan? They fine one person out of 400 million, and now that whole system's bad?
Yeah, see what happens when you let kids actually get smart? They can figure out how to mix chemicals together to make them go boom. But we've got to keep them stupid, damn it.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of crazy. We used to play with chemistry sets. Now they don't even know what chemistry is.
The chemistry set I had as a kid could probably wipe out half of Fredericksburg's kids. You know, if you sat and ate every one of the little chemicals that came with it, you know, we were smart enough not to eat them.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, do you believe half of what you hear? You know, the whole, what is it? It came out last week. Somebody said that the millennials, you know, only 2/3 of them believe the earth is round. I go, okay. Well, how did they come to that determination? Is that actually real, or did they actually just 1/3 of them try to think, you know? And I'm not saying the world is flat, and I'm not saying the world is round, but I'm just saying, interesting question. You know, are they that dumb? Maybe they are.
That homeschool thing I was just talking about, they are so bleeding heart liberal to push their agenda that, like I said, one kid, I've heard of one in years and years and years that was tied to any kind of a crime, and we don't know the whole story behind the kid anyway, but they found that homeschool. And in the paper here, it says, and I love this, they really know how to jump on an opportunity of one kid in 400 million. Homeschool regulations incredibly minimal in Texas. Oh, my God.
Hmm. So was that
Kids nowadays, if they believe what comes up on the little screen on the rectangle in front of them.
Well, yeah, and my experience has been, the homeschool families, and I know a lot of them, and I've once went and talked to the local group here that's got over 300-400 families, is one of the best things I've ever seen. Most of the kids are graduating from high school as young as 16 and doing fabulous on all those crazy government tests. And the kids still like their parents, and the parents are still cool throughout high school, and the families are closer knit. What a wonderful thing. But they don't talk about that. They went and found out that that Condit young man up there, and they didn't look into anything else. They found that homeschool, and now we can go after it. And I've been saying for a long time, the government cannot stand homeschool because they don't have much control over it.
Right, and we don't want them just going around blowing up just random people. We want them doing mass school shootings. So we'll send them to public school so we'll have more mass school shootings. That sounds logical, countries. Right?
You need them for invasion in countries too. So, you know, they're kind of useful. You know, once you're an evil tyrant, you need a whole bunch of people to push the direction that you are. And United States of America, corporate U.S. acts tyrannical. You know, there's no. I mean, yeah, we're self-serving, self-centered. And
I bet that damn Assad over there in Syria is probably homeschooled. His whole country probably homeschooled too. So we've got to go invade Syria so we can get those kids in public school. By God!
Wow, do they buy a lot of pharmaceuticals? Because maybe we should ship some over there. it's a silly show today, I guess. But it's not. You know, I was talking to Chuck Smith last night. And I don't know if you guys know Chuck Smith. Some of my listeners do. Chuck's brash, and he's straightforward and to the point. And, you know, I'm kind of like, oh, interesting. I told him, well, what have you been doing, Chuck? And he says, I'm out over here trying to get these guys to understand what's going on. I said, man, don't you know that that's a futile fight? And he goes, yeah, but damn him. It's like, okay, hey, you got the energy, you go do them, right? You know, attack. Get on Facebook, get on Gab, get on wherever, and you go and tell them they don't understand the facts and these are the facts. You know, and I told him, I was trying to figure out what's important. He says, I'll tell you what's important. It's Syria. It's this chemical gas attack, right? It's the gas attack that just happened. And I go, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Okay, I can see that. But isn't it also the most important thing that's happened right now? The Israelis are shooting people that are throwing rocks at them. I don't know. There's a lot of important things happening right now, not just one. And we'll talk about it when we get back from break. Republic of Texas Radio. Be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. First hour, Republic of Texas Radio. It's April the 18th. No, it's not. It's like the 8th. Ha, the 18th. What is coming up? Actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about that, too, before we keep moving on wherever we're moving. Saturday the 14th in Kerrville, Texas, the Republic of Texas is going to be doing their little thing and getting together for a joint congressional session. And one of the special guest stars might be Anna Von. And they'll also be potentially having Rusty Herzoghagen, the actual sheriff of Kerr County. John Jarnicki has reached out to him, and he said, sure, I'll come. Why not? And he says, but my wife has other plans, I won't. So we'll see. That's coming up next Saturday. If you want more information, go to thetexasrepublic.com. And, you know, it should be on the right-hand side, just a little bit down. If the information's not there, bear with it, folks. Check back in another couple of days. It's hard to get that website updated. But the information's there, and maybe somebody can throw it into the chat room, and I'll go ahead and say it out loud where it's at, because, you know, quite honestly, I forgot. And I am planning on going there in the afternoon. I have to work in the morning, and I'll go over there, and I'll we'll find out what the heck. Okay, let's get back at it. Have we done the dark skies thing enough? Because, no, we really haven't, right? Because how did dark skies become an issue in our culture all across the United States, right? Everybody sort of suddenly woke up and said, hey, let's all refocus the lights so they don't go outward, and we need to see the stars again. Here in Fredericksburg, we've got a guy that moved into town. He said, wow, I like Fredericksburg. The light pollution is less than it is in Austin, San Antonio. It's close. There's a lot of liquor, you know, available in town. They call it wine. They got all sorts of stuff, lots of fancy foods. And it's a great place if you're a millionaire. We're building some new low-income houses. I just heard about that. And they start at $273,000. And they're so that's for the little children. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. But this young gentleman, old gentleman, whatever gentleman, decided to move to Fredericksburg. And he moved to the county, Lisbee County. And, you know, he did what everybody else does. He set up his own observatory. You know, and then he said, well, man, it's still not dark enough. So, you know, let's throw some money into becoming a dark skies, you know, international blessed zone where I can see the stars. And that's where we are right now. And everybody's running around going, yeah, I remember the stars. Let's go with the stars. We're kind of a real reactionary community. And Alan, I learned an awful lot this last week. I got an email from the city, and it said that there was a meeting of the Planning and Zoning Committee, and I go, oh, okay, and the meeting notes are available. So I went over to the website, and I clicked on the notes. And lo and behold, you know where all the old retired mayors go, Alan?
Well, in my world, they would all basically go to hell, but no, tell me.
Here in Gillespie County, they go to the Historical Planning and Zoning Committee. So we've got these all the old names, you know, from Musselman to God, whatever his name was, the interim one before the other one. They're all there. It's like a cast. It really is like a stage, the whole dang thing. All the city councilmen and the women, and they all just play different roles and sit there and saying, yeah, give me your money.
Keeping their little positions of power going. Yeah. They're not mayor anymore, so they get on the Gillespie County tax collection, we're going to come and rape and pillage you committee, or, all these good country folks. They're just here to do the best they can for their community.
Right. And this one guy bought an old house in the historic district. Now, in our historic district, what they do is they say, you got to keep the house up. You got to paint it the original colors. You can't get all crazy on it. You can't change the size of the doors. You can't, right? And that's pretty much what they do in the hysterical society. Now, some rich guy bought this business, and it's zoned for commercial and residential, and he decided that he couldn't park three cars in his driveway unless he made the driveway longer than or wider than 24 feet, which was deemed the, you know, blessed, you know, mathematics of the old Germans that they're trying to, you know, preserve number. So he said, I want a bigger driveway. And I go, how's that going to fly? And he's also, I want a bigger door because 24-inch doors are kind of skinny. And, man, a wheelchair guy can't even get through that. You're not even ADA compliant, Fredericksburg. I'll tell you a little bit about that when we get back, Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I've been lamenting a little bit about the, well, dark skies that are coming, your light bulbs, which are deprecated, or they're being deprecated. You know, deprecated means, well, they're end of life and should be replaced with new ones, according to somebody else, the Dark Skies Initiative. And I'm kind of like twiddling off down, talking a little bit about, new city councils and the way that they operate, or at least the way they operate here in Fredericksburg. We might have a unique little piece, our hysterical society. They call themselves the Historical Review Board, and they do have the power of the gun. They'll take your property. They'll do whatever, you know, basic city stuff. Anyways, and I'm torn on this one, Alan, because this rich gentleman comes in, and all he wants is to put a wider door on, you know, his house. And he wanted a glass door, right, on the side of his house so he could see out his new office. His house is converting into an office. And he wanted a three-car garage. Now, the part that gets me torn is the fact that he has money. He really has a lot of influence with the city because he can buy the correct ones. In fact, he had a champion that came to the table that tried to ease the way, but met resistance, and they basically said, well, you can have a bigger door for handicapped people to get in. We don't have a problem with that. But no, you're going to keep the 24-inch wooden door, you know, on your front door. You got to have the Fredericksburg skinny doorway. And sorry, dude, there ain't no 30-foot, 36-foot driveway coming in. You stick to 24, and call me in the morning. We'll come out and check out your stuff. Now, it was a huge document. I mean, my God, it was probably about 100 pages, and I just scanned it over a couple days, kind of like going, what is even the issue here, right? And then I could quickly distill it down to, well, door sizes and the size of a concrete slab. How many hundreds of taxpayer-funded hours went in to prevent this man from getting some concrete and some wider doors? Was that right or wrong? I guess it's futile to argue it, right, Alan? It's
Yeah, you know, in that old broken down chicken coop in the backyard back there. Well, you're gonna have to fix that, but it's gonna have to be to old time regulation chicken coop stuff. So you're gonna have to use one of our special approved historical district contractors, who just so happens to be my brother-in-law. And it has to be rebuilt for, and it's going to cost you at least $500,000 to get that chicken coop rebuilt. Oh, and by the way, you can't have chickens because that would go against our noise ordinance. So, yes, you have to rebuild it so it looks all quaint and everything and chickeny, but you can't have actual chickens, by God. You know, that would hurt our tourons that are coming in to get drunk on wine.
Right. And logic escapes these folks. It just doesn't play well. What do you think, Doc?
I am always blown away by how many people will tell you that there's too many laws, too many regulations. We need the government to stay out of our life. And the first time they see something that they don't like, they say, well, there ought to be a law or somebody should call the cops. Mm-hmm. People have gone control crazy over everybody, but they don't want it done to them.
Yeah. Definitely. Out in Austin, they're looking at revising the height of billboards. So they're going, man, you know, they're currently, we limit them at 42.5 feet. Now they're trying to bring them up to 85 feet, right? And they want to remind you, 85 feet is about the height of a 10-story building. And so these are huge billboards. And one of the members of the Dark Night Skies Reserve Committee says it's going to put up too much light and be too powerful. And oh my God, oh, bah, 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 bah. Wow, are these guys now everywhere? Is this, or is it just because I'm looking for them, I can find them underneath every single board? But I remember a billboard problem out in Kerrville where a guy that I know, friend of mine, he sold a chunk of property to the city of, well, not to the city, to Cracker Barrel. And so Cracker Barrel puts in their Cracker Barrel thing, and then they start putting in their sign, and the city goes, hold on there. You can't have no big sign out by the highway that says Cracker Barrel, right? Because, you know, we don't allow big signs. And they go, what? And so he goes, well, they come over there with their lawyers, and the city council is going, hey, I hate Cracker Barrel, big signs, no big signs. Well, my buddy sold him the property, right? And he's sitting there going, man, that's screwed up. You know, I know I'm dealing with a corporate entity, but, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure you get what you need. And so he goes over there and he brings his lawyers, right? And he comes in and he says, I've been doing business here in Kerrville for so long. And if you nitwits don't understand that as soon as you put that Cracker Barrel sign up, people start pulling off. They stop. They actually come in. So what you're doing is deciding to do this and that. And if you persist in this stupidity, I'm moving out too. I'm gone. You know, that's it. This is a win-win. Oh, they got really pissed off because the logic in the argument and all the lawyers in the room, and they couldn't just boss Cracker Barrel and this other entrepreneur around. And so they went ahead and they let them, you know, be for a moment. Well, there came a time where my friend, you know, he had a property with an easement from the city. And, well, they go, you can't use our property. You can't use this easement anymore because we're going to do something else with it. What are you doing with it? We're doing something else. And he goes, what the hell, man? Now you cut off my hotel? You know, can't get, you know, all my people out or in? Huh. That's going to suck. So he gets his lawyers again. It sucks you have to fight with lawyers. And he goes to the city council. Well, Cracker Barrel did hear about that thing. And they sent a team of lawyers. And they said, blah, 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 blah. We will smoke you, Kerrville. And they did. They backed down. But people need to stand up to some of this stupidity. And I'm seeing that stupidity right here in Austin. You know, Austin's pretty screwed up, guys. And to argue that keeping your billboards at 42.5 feet instead of 85 feet kind of sounds futile. And at this point, I'm not sold on the whole dark skies initiative. I am sold on the fact that I'd like to see the stars. But you know how much it's going to cost to retrofit the entire country, the United States of America? You know how many problems we have right now. That's like, you know, not being able to pay your mortgage and saying, we need to change out all the light bulbs in our house, right? Well, why? Well, because they made better ones. And yeah, it's like, well, we need to pay the mortgage, man. We need to pay the rent. We need to. It doesn't make sense. It probably never did.
Do you think this could be part of the Agenda 21 rewilding program, where they will pack us into our little corridors, where there will the only places that light will be accepted will be in these little corridors, and everywhere else will have to be dark, and only the special people can go out into the darkness to see the darkness?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Could you imagine the technology that would need to go into New York City just to dim it a little bit? You know, you've got skyscrapers filled with lights. And if you sit there and you go, well, I don't want any of that light coming out of these things, or I want to reduce it by half, how do you do that? Mylar film, some kind of a film on the edges of a skyscraper? Do you put different shaped lights? You know, I don't know. I don't know that it's needed right now. I think it's interesting to get people to think about it. And I have sat out in, you know, my yard, and my neighbors, they're in the horse business. And so they have little rodeos, run them around, horsey thingies, where they have tourists come in and say, okay, this is how you ride your horse, and to corral the doggies, or what do we call them, cows or puppies or whatever. Anyways, they show them how to do that. So it's summertime and it's beautiful out, and all of a sudden these huge lights come on, bing, and they're almost blinding. But do we sit there and whine like little girls or, well, little politicians? No, you just do, hey, he's doing him, you know, I'm doing me, and we'll live together and we'll be at peace. But some people can't deal with being at peace or actually live together in harmony, I guess is the words I'm trying to say.
Hey, well, you know, Steve, my brother-in-law has a company. He's a dark sky engineer consultant. So you better contact him and see about this.
And he'll be able to set them straight. We'll go over there and talk to him about what were those terms. One was called light trespass by trespass Sunday. And Sky Glow. You're contributing to Sky Glow. Man, I haven't donated anything to them in a long time. But I don't know. I digress. Hey, Doc. You know, you got a councilwoman that's down there in the Houston area that's kind of pretty sideways. She caught my eye the other day. You know this person? What's her? Kelly Burke? You know who this is?
A little bit. There's so many crazies down here. I was hoping you'd be real specific.
Yeah. She's a councilman or a council person at, where is she from? West U. I don't know what West U is. Do you know what West U?
That's a little place inside of the Houston area, I guess you would say, or on the outskirts, depending on how the map's drawn. But West U is kind of a ritzy area, upper scale area in the Houston area.
Okay. Doesn't the outskirts of Houston, that reaches up to like what, New York City?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So what caught your eye with her? Because we've got a lot of crazies here.
Well, you know, I was just looking for something interesting to get me off the cliff, you know, of the dark skies thing. I'm like, man, after I spent so much time last night reading about that just crap, I wanted something, well, more entertaining. And then all of a sudden this came up, right? So I don't know how it let me just read you the story. This gentleman and his girls were in line at this place, Tina's Milk and Cookies at West U on Saturday, waiting to buy cookies, right, for their nearby church. And a tall, short-haired blonde woman came up to them and screamed, "Grab them by the expletive, girls." The father of one girl said he did not want to be identified because he was thinking she's crazy and he might go after his daughter. But the girls tried to laugh at it, and then she yells at him again. The father says, at this time, the girls were getting kind of scared, and then the woman starts going, "MAGA, MAGA, MAGA," shaking her fist. And it was all because this one girl was wearing a Make America Great shirt. This councilwoman went up and said repeatedly, "Grab them by the," and she was uncensored, quoting that Donald Trump thing. Do you remember that radio thing where I guess he was talking quite openly about stuff?
Yeah, anybody? I sure do.
So she's all fixated on that, yelling that at little girls, right? Because one of them has a Trump shirt on. And it's like, wow. You know, I got to say, I can understand where she's coming from. 2008, somehow this guy named Barack Obama got elected. And whenever I saw an Obama sticker, I screamed inside my soul, and I said, "You are, I know you." And then as that time went on, 4 years of Obama, oh my God, that Obama thing would do that to me. 8 years into it, his name still causes this effect in my soul, but he's gone, you know, sort of. He's in the background screwing around. So I understand when this councilwoman is upset at Donald Trump. Now, to focus on this one thing and to attack little girls while you're in political office, I'm kind of like going, what the frill? But I guess she has a screw loose. And but she does do that stupid apology crap. You know, I wouldn't take apologies from a kid or anybody that like she did. So she gets in trouble, right? Because she was identified as a councilwoman. And she just told a bunch of little kids, you know, grab them by the genitals and freaked everybody out that was at the location. And so she was tracked down by a news crew, and they're you know, pressing charges on her of some sort, and something will happen. And now she says, I repeatedly apologize for the bad judgment I used making the statement I did, but I do not believe that repeating the words of the President of the United States is a crime. Wow. I mean, really? You know, if your son or daughter would tell you that was an apology and that was even coherent, man, I guess reasons and excuses are, well, irrelevant.
Don't worry, Steve. They will come out with a new ordinance that you can, as far as your conduct in a cookie shop, what it shall be.
Well, you know, the big thing was that the little girls were afraid this woman's going to hurt them.
Yeah. I would be afraid, too. You know, you should be afraid of your city councilman. You know, until we get good ones in there, we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night. Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we have a chat room. It's republicoftexas.chattango.com. Art Underground's in there, and it's a little slow today, but it is going, and Art wants to let me know, and not just Art. CFR says that I might be, you know, I don't know what they're saying. That I should swear? Huh. No, that's not what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Art. You're saying that I should use the words that are there, right? And not be afraid of the words, and I get that. But I do try to keep this a family-friendly show and something that I, you know, and I swear enough, you know, off air. So I just can't go down that route. I'm sorry. And I understand that John Stadtmiller might give some forgiveness, but I just don't think it's appropriate. Not for me, anyways. Anyways, also in the chat room, I Will Be Free. By the way, that's a great name. I really like that. I Will Be Free says that the Republic of Texas congressional session will be in Kerrville, Texas, Saturday, April 14. Special guest will be Anna Von Wright. You know, that Judge Anna Ron, she wrote that little book. At the Inn of the Hills, you're going to have to look up Kerrville, the Inn of the Hills. That's the venue. And it will be open to the public. It starts around 9:30 in the morning and ends somewhere around 4 o'clock. So if you're going to be around, well, that might be something for your Saturday. It might not. I don't know. I'd recommend, damn interesting. I'm planning on going for the afternoon time. I've got a little bit of work to do in the morning, but I'll drive up there and see how that all turns out. Anyways, let's get back to it. Phone lines are open, by the way, guys. You know, feel free to call in. But this dark skies thing, I guess I'm not quite done on it. Because as I go over and I did a search for just dark skies, I end up finding a lot of communities that are kind of like Fredericksburg that are seeing this dark sky thing as a way to attract more tourists, at least in their own mind. You know, every time they figure out how they're going to attract new tourists, because that's basically the lifeblood, I believe, of towns like this, like Fredericksburg. There's one out in, where is this? In San Diego, and they're doing their whole dark skies thing. And it's going to be really good for them because they basically are only alive because of boating. They have a river that they, you know, get tourists, and then they say, get in on my boat, and I'll bring you down the boat, and then you can get out and get on a bike and ride a bike, and then you can go home. Right? And don't forget to buy those Pringles in there for $5.95. Here's a hat.
But you,
our
you,
name
you
on
can't
it.
Have that on a bill. Hey, Steve, you can't have that on a billboard, though. See, I can foresee the day when they get rid of billboards. They'll just get Mark Zuckerberg to give us everyone's information, and then when you're driving down the highway, it will instantly alert you that if it knows that you like Apple, you know, a Cracker Barrel, it will alert you that there's a Cracker Barrel at the next exit. You won't have to have a billboard.
Right. Art really wants me to dig. Art's out there in the chat room, and he really wants me to understand that, you know, they swear on regular TV, right, that I can say things like balls on air. I don't have a problem with that. You know, but it's just not me. Let them do them, and I'll do me. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back. We'll take your calls, 1-800-313-9443.
Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.